joined by a Buffalo Bills legend, a five-time Pro Bowler, two-time first-team All-Pro, one of only six players in Bills history to play 13 seasons with the team. He had a reception for 9 yards in Sunday's win over Miami. BCS national champion at LSU. We are joined by Kyle Williams. Kyle, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm great, my friend. I'm going to have to take that introduction with me everywhere I go. Great.
My man, you earned it. You should. I would if I were you. Listen, take me back, if you would, to Monday. That was the day that you told head coach Sean McDermott that you were going to be retiring after the final game. Why don't we start right there, Kyle? What was that conversation like for you?
It was hard. You know, I care a lot about Sean, what he's meant to me, what he's meant to my family, obviously what he's meant to Buffalo. And I remember texting my wife. I told her that, you know, today was the day that I was going to go break the news to Sean, you know, kind of have a conversation with him. She texted to see how it was going. I said, well, I've been walking around the locker room for like an hour and a half, so I don't have to go have the conversation. So it was hard, but it was an emotional time. But it was, couldn't have imagined a better man to have that conversation with.
Bills legend Kyle Williams is my guest. You know, Kyle, it's obviously clear that you could still play at a very high level. So what was it that told you that now was the time to step away?
Well, I think it had entered my mind, you know, really crept in my mind last spring. Missing a lot of things with kids, watching T-ball and soccer over FaceTime, just kind of the accumulation of all that. I love the game. I love play. Hopefully I played it the right way. I played it as hard as I could. But at the end of the day, I had to evaluate myself and say, okay, are the things I say most important to me? Are they really the most important things to me? Or do I just say that because that's what everybody else says? It's become a cliche. So I evaluated it that way and just landed where I landed.
We're talking to Kyle Williams. You know, it's really clear how much Sean McDermott means to you. And then at a team meeting last week, he talked about what you've meant to him, both watching you from afar and then getting to coach you. But then he brought up you and told the team that you were retiring. What was that moment like for you, especially as you looked around the room and you saw all the faces and the way people were reacting to the announcement?
You know, I think the main thing that I shared with the guys in the room that day is the only word that I can come up with to summarize my career in that moment was grateful. I was so grateful for the opportunity to play in a city that loves and appreciates grit and toughness for so long. I was grateful for all of my teammates and my coaches. You know, obviously that's a hard time. It's a hard moment, but more than anything, and I think Sean knew and respected that, is that before the news got out, because we had talked about it earlier in the week with the organization, is that more than anything, I want an opportunity to look at these men and share the news with them myself. I don't want them to hear it through Twitter or the grapevine. I want to look them in the eye and tell them myself.
Bill is great. Kyle Williams joining us. You mentioned the city. Kyle, I'm going to ask you about Buffalo in a minute. But you were asked to stay in the tunnel before the game after your teammates were introduced, and then you ran onto the field. Your family was there waiting for you. What was that moment like?
Well, I kind of gave Sean a little pushback on the, you know, running out by myself part, but he insisted. He said, this is something that we need to do, give the fans an opportunity to celebrate you. And he kind of pulled the wool over my eyes and had my family out there. I didn't have any idea that they were going to be there. As luck would have it, the way that the cameras are situated, I may or may not have cried. There's no physical evidence that that happened when I saw my family.
Sure.
So that may happen. It may not have. You'll never know. But it was an emotional moment. It was so much fun. And I think looking back on it, you know, the further time moves on and gets me away from that moment, I'm going to appreciate it even more.
And then, Kyle, speaking of fun, in the fourth quarter, you line up as a fullback. You block Cameron Wake as part of a play-action fake before you're released into the flat. The pass was thrown your way. What's going through your mind when that ball's in the air and then as you caught it?
Well, number one, I turned around and I had never felt like 40 yards was this huge distance, but that's about what it was to the end zone. So 40 yards had never looked so far. And it's amazing the amount of thought that can go through your mind in a camera flash when you have that ball in your hand. You know, from dread to jubilation to fear that God's come to tackle me, it's a whole different feeling being the one chasing rather than doing the chasing.
Kyle Williams joining us. It was so great. Then after the catch, the first one of your career, your teammates mobbed you. You could see how much they loved that moment, what it meant to them. What did you think about that? What was it like to share that moment with your teammates?
It was great. You know, I had an opportunity last year to score a touchdown that kind of sealed our victory of getting into the playoffs in a very similar moment. And I think that it's twofold. I had this conversation with Sean and Brandon Bean and Terry Pegula before I left, that the country got an opportunity to see what the Buffalo Bills mean to our fans. you know, our fandom is so far reaching and they love the Buffalo Bills so much. I thought it was a cool opportunity last year for the whole country to see our fans and what it means to them. And then this year, an opportunity for the country, players all around the league, and the guys on our team in particular to show what the Buffalo Bills do to appreciate someone that has been there so long and given them so much. They're going to go the extra mile to send them out the right way. They're going to go the extra mile to celebrate them. And it's such a unique place to play football that I think all of us maybe not realize it when we're getting there, but when the end is near, when you're walking away, it's really such an awesome place. And have that moment with my teammates and being able to celebrate the whole, you know, kind of surroundings, it was an awesome moment, something I'll never forget.
Kyle Williams joining us for a few more moments. You know, you just touched on something I was going to ask you about, because you and I have talked about the city of Buffalo and the Bills fans in the past, but anytime I talk to any of the players, you know, or even the fans, like the fans, every time they call or they email or they tweet the program, they talk about what you have meant to them, you specifically. So when you were drafted by the Bills in the sixth round out of LSU, what did you know at that time about the city and their fans?
You know, not a whole lot. I actually had my first Bills encounter back on the Frank Wright comeback game. I had been dropped off at an uncle's house, and we were watching football, and that game just happened to be on when I was a younger kid. So that was really my first exposure to Buffalo. Didn't know much about it. My wife's uncle coached in the NFL for 20 years and said, you know, it's cold in one place, you know, when I was going through the draft. And then, you know, the opportunity to get drafted there. Yeah, I really didn't have any expectations or preconceived notions of what the city was or what the people were. I just said, hey, you know what? I'm getting an opportunity to compete here and go play a game that I love. I'm going to give it all I've got. And just it kind of evolved over the course of my career. I don't think it took long for the city to recognize something in me where I wanted the hallmarks of my career to be toughness, attitude, and effort. And then I can look in the stands and get to know the people in the city and know that they reflect the same thing. So when kindred spirits unite, you know, it makes for a great relationship, and we were very, very lucky to be able to experience it for so long.
Kyle, I just want to underline this, because what we're talking about here, the bond between you and this city and the fan base, is very, very special. As an example, the people in the cafeteria were in tears when they heard that you were retiring. What does all this love mean to you personally?
Well, I think on a greater scale, if I'm able to kind of take a 1,000-foot view, so to speak, and look down on it, hopefully is that I treated everybody the right way. You know, in our building, not just my coaches and my teammates, but like you said, you know, our support staff, the people that work in the facility, in the cafeteria for the stadium operations, hopefully I treated them with respect. Hopefully I treated them the way that my mom and dad would have wanted me to treat these people. And I think more than anything, you get respect to them. They give you respect back, and then you build relationships. And like I said, a lot of that has opportunity where I've been able to be somewhere so long and really build a relationship. It's not just a surface level deal. It's a building a relationship, asking people how they're doing, how their family's doing, their kids, et cetera, et cetera.
Kyle Williams joining us. I'm going to ask you about your family in 1 second. One last thing first, though. You know, almost no athlete gets to walk out on their own terms. How much pride do you have in the fact that you were able to do just that when it's so hard to do?
Well, I think the main thing, I've been asked the question a lot over the last handful of days and really the last week, is, you know, you're still playing so well. You know, you feel good physically. That's got to make the decision hard. That's got to really, you know, kind of keep you up at night. And I think when I first started going through this process of, you know, what do I want to do? Who do I want to be? Where do I want to go? At first it was, but as I stand here today, that really for me is a cherry on top. To know that I never held my teammates and my team back, to know that I went out, you know, giving them as good an effort and as, you know, solid a day as I had in any point in my career, and, you know, walking out relatively healthy. Obviously, I've got 13 years of wear and tear on me, so I've got some things here and there, but catastrophic end of my career, what we've seen happen so often. So all of those things equal cherry on top. It's not a thing. I think it's a grateful thing that I was able to do that.
So, Kyle, finally, when I started the interview off, I said, how'd you know it was time? And you said, because it's time for me to be a dad. It's time for me to see these games and not have to FaceTime them. So how excited are you to be able to go to every single T-ball game, every single soccer game, and to do it in person, to do it live?
I'm excited. You know, I've got 5 kids. The apple didn't fall far from the tree. You know, they're a lot of fun. They like to get after it. They like to compete. They like to have fun. And, you know, more than anything is I'm looking forward to the ride home from the T-ball games or the baseball or the soccer or the tennis after a loss, and having an opportunity to talk to them about that, you know, and kind of build them. You know, that's what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm not saying that I'll I might not ever miss one again, but I'm dang sure going to be there for a lot of them.
Hey, Cal, help me with this before you go. Let me follow you up on that. My wife and I talk about this. My wife is one of those people who's like, you know, I've done some reading on this, and you're not supposed to talk to your kids after a loss. You're not supposed to say anything negative for 24 hours. And we kind of go back and forth with this. And I'm not looking to overstep my boundaries or coach anybody up. But how do you treat that? As a parent, can you have a constructive conversation after a loss or a performance?
Absolutely. I think that for me and for my kids, it will never be about their performance. It will never be about the, you know, oh, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you could have done this, you could have done that. It'd be like, hey, what did we learn today? We're gonna win or we're gonna learn. And I'm gonna help them along that process. It's never gonna be anything critiquing their performance. It can be like, hey, you know, what did you see today? What happened today? You know, what can you do to make that better? And it'd never be in an overbearing way. It'd be more about, you know, coaching attitude. Attitude and vision is more what I'm concerned about rather than performance.
What an amazing career. A Bills legend, 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time first-team All-Pro, and again, one of only 6 players in Bills history to play 13 seasons with that team, a BCS national champion at LSU, and he's calling it a day. Kyle, I appreciate you, the relationship, you always coming on this show. I would love to do it again as soon as we can, and congratulations on what really was an amazing career.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you having me over the years, and you call me anytime, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you, Kyle. Congratulations. Well done. Kyle Williams, Bills Mafia, come on in. You can react to it. He's an all-timer.